This is a sound design tutorial for making a DJ Luke style warehouse chord stab in Ableton Live 12, then routing it for raw drum and bass movement. The focus is not full arrangement or mixdown. The focus is building a usable sound source, adding modulation, shaping timbre with filter and distortion, and creating a resampled texture you can print. You'll design one stab patch, route it through movement effects, and resample the result into a more aggressive DNB texture. By the end, you should have a printable patch and a controlled timbral movement chain that feels rough, tense, and warehouse ready. The goal is to create a warehouse chord stab that starts simple, gains motion through routing, and ends as a playable or resampled DNB sound source. This lesson is specifically about sound design, synthesis, modulation, filter shaping, distortion, texture, and resampling in Ableton Live 12. The main payoff is a usable sound source and a resampled texture with controlled timbral movement. It's beginner-friendly, using stock Ableton tools wherever possible. A warehouse chord stab works well in drum and bass because it carries harmony, rhythm, and attitude at once. Instead of treating it like a full musical part, we'll treat it like raw material, a stab with weight in the mids, bite in the top, and enough movement to cut through drums. You'll build one warehouse chord stab patch and one routed movement chain in Ableton Live 12. The finished result should give you a usable chord stab sound source, a clear filter-driven tone shape, audible modulation for movement, distortion for grit and edge, and a resampled texture you can print and chop. The sonic target is dark but present, punchy in the mids, slightly unstable, rough rather than polished, and energetic enough for raw drum and bass movement. The main outcome is one printable patch on a MIDI track, and one resampled audio version with stronger texture and timbral motion. Start with a new MIDI track and load Drift, Waveitable, or Operator. For a beginner workflow, Drift is a great starting point because it's fast and simple. Set up a basic chord sound. Choose a saw-based waveform. Add a second oscillator if available. Detune it slightly, and keep the amp envelope short. Use this envelope idea. Very short attack, medium short decay, low to medium sustain, and short release. Now play a minor chord stab. Good starter choices are minor, F minor, or G minor. If you want a classic warehouse feel, keep the chord voicing tight and slightly dark. Don't make it too lush. You want a stab, not a pad. At this point, you should have a raw chord source with the right short envelope behavior for a warehouse stab. Before adding lots of effects, get the timbre right at the synth level. Use the synth filter, turn on a low-pass filter, keep the cutoff fairly low at first, add a little resonance, and route the filter envelope to open the cutoff on each hit. A good beginner idea is this. The filter starts dark, each stab opens briefly, then falls back quickly. This creates the thrack and bite that makes a stab feel active instead of flat. Listen for a short bright edge at the start, a darker body after the attack, and enough mid-range to feel solid. If it sounds too smooth, increase the filter envelope amount a bit. If it sounds thin, lower the cutoff less aggressively. Now you have controlled timbral movement inside the patch, not just a static chord. Next, add modulation, but keep it simple. Use one slow LFO to move something small, filter cutoff, oscillator to tune, or waveitable position if you're using waveitable. Keep the amount low. The point is not obvious wobble. The point is slight instability, so repeated stabs feel alive. Try a slow LFO rate, a subtle modulation amount, and re-trigger off if you want each note to feel slightly different. This matters because the stab should develop texture over repeated hits. Even tiny modulation helps stop it from sounding like the exact same sample every time. Now you have a playable stab with gentle modulation and more organic movement. After the synth, add saturator. Start with low to medium drive. Turn soft clip on if needed, and turn the output down if it gets too loud. Then add roar, pedal, or overdrive after saturator if you want more aggression. For beginners, saturator into roar is a strong stock Ableton Live 12 chain. What this does is thicken the mids with saturator, then add edge and grain with distortion. The chord gains warehouse roughness. Important, don't destroy the chord too early. You still want to hear the harmony. Add grit in stages. Listen for more weight in the midrange, a rougher texture, and a dirtier attack. Now you have the raw character that pushes the stab toward DNB energy. Next, build the main motion chain. After distortion, add auto filter. Use bandpass or low pass mode first. Bandpass often works well for warehouse stabs because it focuses the mids and makes the movement feel more aggressive. Set it up like this. Choose bandpass, find the sweet spot in the mids, add some resonance, and automate or modulate the frequency. You can use the auto filter LFO, Clip automation, or manual recording of knob movement. For a beginner workflow, clip automation is easiest. Make a simple one bar or two bar stab pattern, then automate the filter frequency to open and close over the phrase. This is one of the key sound design moves in the lesson. The movement should come from timbre change, not just level change. Now you have a filter-routed stab with obvious controlled motion. To add texture, use chorus or short reverb, then filter again. Warehouse stabs often benefit from a bit of spread and smear, but only a little. Add one of these: chorus ensemble for width and blur, short reverb for room tone, or hybrid reverb with a very short setting. Keep it subtle. You're not making a huge wash. You're adding texture. Then place another filter after that effect. This second filter is useful because it reigns in the extra top or mod created by the texture layer. A simple chain now looks like synth, saturator, distortion, auto filter, chorus or short reverb, and a second filter. Why this works is simple. The first filter creates movement, the texture device adds space and smear, and the second filter reshapes the result into something tighter and more usable. Now you have a more complex texture without losing control. Next, resample the moving stab. This is where the lesson becomes strongly sound design focused. Create a new audio track and set it to resample the stab performance. Record a few bars while the filter automation and modulation are moving. Play a simple pattern, short offbeat stabs, a syncopated one-bar loop, or repeated hits with slightly different filter positions. After recording, trim the best stab hits. Listen for the most aggressive and interesting moments, and keep the versions where the filter and distortion combine in a musical way. Resampling matters, because it captures the movement as audio, lets you pick the best transient and texture moments, and gives you printed audio that is easier to chop, reverse, and reuse. Now you have a resampled texture and a printable version of the stab movement. Take the recorded audio and process it further. Useful moves include warping it and tightening the timing, cropping one hit into a one shot, duplicating one hit and reversing the tail, pitching one copy down a few semitones, and filtering one copy darker for layering. You can also add another saturator or filter stage to the audio version. Often the resampled texture can handle more abuse than the live patch. Try this on the audio track. EQ or filter out lows you don't need, boost the upper mids with distortion instead of only EQ, and automate a fast filter sweep before or after the hit. Now compare the MIDI patch version and the resampled audio version. The MIDI version is flexible. The resampled version often sounds rougher and more finished. Now you have both a playable patch and a more aggressive resampled texture. To make it feel more DJ Luke edit in attitude, think in terms of impact and repetition. Use a short rhythmic pattern and make the timbre shift across repeated hits. The first hit can be darker, the second brighter, the third more distorted, and the fourth slightly filtered down again. You can do this with filter automation, device on and off automation, or by duplicating the audio and using different processing on each hit. This gives the stab a worked, edited, chopped feel without turning the lesson into an arrangement lesson. The main point is still sound design. Each hit has a slightly different timbral role. Now you have a warehouse stab chain that feels alive, raw, and suitable for drum and bass movement. A few common mistakes to watch for. If the chord sounds too lush, like deep house or a soft pad, it will miss the warehouse stab feel. Shorten the envelope, reduce the release, darken the filter, and use tighter voicings. If you use too much distortion too early and the harmony disappears, you lose the identity of the stab. Start with mild saturator. Add stronger distortion after the tone is already working, and compare before and after often. If you forget filter movement, a static chord with distortion is not enough for this lesson. Automate auto filter, use a little modulation in the synth, and shape the attack with a filter envelope. If you add too much reverb, the stab can blur and lose punch. Use short room style settings, filter the reverb return, and keep the dry signal clear. If you resample too soon, a weak source patch will give you a weak resample. Get the basic patch right first, make sure the filter and distortion chain already sounds good, and then print the motion. Here's a mini practice exercise. The goal is to make one warehouse chord stab patch and one resampled texture from it. Use one synth, at least one filter stage, at least one modulation source, one distortion stage, and resample at least four bars of movement. Build a short saw-based chord stab. Shape it with a filter envelope. Add subtle modulation. Route it through saturator and auto filter. Record the output to audio. Then choose your best one shot from the resampled take. You should end with one usable sound source on MIDI, one printable patch chain, and one resampled texture ready for chopping or layering. To recap, you built a sound design chain for DJ Luke Style Warehouse Chord Stab in Ableton Live 12. You started with a short chord patch, shaped the timbre with filter envelope, added modulation, pushed it through distortion, and created movement with routed filtering. Then you resampled the result into audio so the stab became a rougher, more usable DNB texture. The main win is not just a chord, it's a controlled timbral movement process. Synth source, filter shape, modulation, distortion, texture, and resampling. If your final stab feels punchy, dirty, and alive across repeated hits, you succeeded.